USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rioters in Portland, Oregon allegedly set fire to a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement building late Saturday night. Police and protesters facing off outside the building near the Willamette Riverfront. Federal agents reportedly using pepper balls in an attempt to disperse the crowd. As the crisis continues at our U.S.-Mexico border, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News the difference between working with the Biden administration and the Trump administration.
There are multiple differences between what happened in the Trump administration and what is happening now. First, the Trump administration remained in constant communication with me and with my office and let us know what was going on. Second, I saw reports about exactly what you're talking about and saw that those reports were filed with federal agencies.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Michigan, one of the states seeing a surge in coronavirus cases, the state reporting nearly 7,000 new cases on Saturday as hospitalizations increase and some health providers in Michigan are delaying non-emergency procedures on a case-by-case basis. Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer pleading for high schools to go back to online only and for people to not eat inside restaurants.
To be very clear, these are not orders, mandates, or requirements. A year in, we all know what works, and this has to be a team effort. We have to do this together.
Michigan has been one of the states with the most stringent lockdowns. The Washington Post reporting John Kerry is heading to China next week to look for ways to tackle climate change. Kerry, who serves as a U.S. climate envoy, will meet with Chinese officials in Shanghai. Kerry's reported visit to China would be the first official trip there by an official from the Biden administration. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Thinking you'll rent a car for your next trip? Well, think again. Shortages are slamming the United States right now, and industry insiders say the problem is only growing worse, much worse. The high demand translated into rates between $200 and $300 for a compact car, with many airport rental agencies completely out of inventory.
This is a perfect storm on multiple fronts because the car rental companies sold off their inventories when a year ago no one was leaving their homes. And now that demand is coming back, they simply just can't get cars quick enough.
Brian Kelly, founder of PointsGuy.com, speaking there on ABC News. Kelly also telling ABC News, if you are able to find a car, you will pay.
We're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates. And in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases. So you're looking at $250 and up in some markets. So the cost of your car can be way more than your flight these days.
A historic flight of the first Mars helicopter set to take place today. The Ingenuity helicopter will make the first powered control flight on another planet Sunday night. NASA saying the mini chopper will launch into a hovering modality for around 30 seconds at 10 feet in the air. Inequity will take off around 10:53 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.